The following program contains some materials that may not be appropriate for younger viewers. While based on true events, any similarity to the name or character of any person is coincidental.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Good.
You want to see?
A woman puts makeup on a little black girl. Outside, a car pulls up to the driveway of the house. A man steps out.
Regina, honey, I need you to go to your room now. Go to your room. Go to your room. Go.
Regina curls up in the corner and clutches her teddy bear. In a van, adult Regina wipes her eyes in the rearview mirror. Now with dyed blonde hair, she turns to the back seat.
Nikki. Nikki, honey, we're here.
A little girl wakes up.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
They walk to a house decked out in Christmas lights, a Lifetime original movie. Title: Searching for a Serial Killer, The Regina Smith Story. A white woman opens the door.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi. I left him. Oh, Gina. Okay, come in. Come in.
Nikki chats with her stuffy by a Christmas tree.
Look at all these pretty lights.
Regina talks to her mom in the nearby kitchen.
I told you Carter was no good.
I know, Mama.
Better to have no father at all than the one you had. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I piled our stuff in the car, grabbed Nikki.
Is that it?
We're gonna stay with my friend Esther for a few days. I'm gonna figure it out.
Regina watches Nikki from afar. Outside, their van lights up. Regina sits behind the wheel.
Okay. Where are we going?
Give me your hand. It's gonna get better. Okay? I'm gonna take care of you and keep you safe. I promise. Okay?
This is Willis J. We've got an important announcement for all you brothers and sisters out there. The Dallas Fire Department and Dallas Police Department are actively looking for more African-American and female candidates.
She turns up the radio.
Good men and women like you, leading and protecting our neighborhoods. So get out there, sign up, and make a difference in the community. And Merry Christmas.
She turns and beams at Nikki. Nikki smiles back at her. They drive down the road. The sun rises over a city. Traffic flows down a freeway towards the downtown core. In an apartment, Regina, Nikki, and an older white woman look around.
Find it?
If there is a blazer in here, it's gonna be wrinkled.
What's the dress code anyway?
Esther, I'm telling you, the letter didn't say anything about a dress code.
Don't cops wear a uniform?
I gotta get through the academy first.
Oh, what about?
Esther picks up a fuzzy, purple coat.
Yes.
Ooh, that's fancy.
It's a nice coat. But you gotta wear something nice.
All right, I'll try it.
Regina puts it on.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I gotta go. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. You're gonna do great.
Good luck.
Regina drives.
Come on, freeze! Freeze, butthead!
Her van slows down.
No.
She pulls over. Smoke rises from the hood.
No, not today.
She props open the hood.
Oh. Hey.
Regina waves down a car.
Can you stop? Please stop, 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 stop.
She grabs her purse through the van window, takes off her heels, and runs down the road. The inside of the police station bustles. Regina puts on her shoes as she runs in.
I'm Smith. Regina Smith. I'm starting today. Here. You see there?
The receptionist points her through a gate.
Excuse me. Come through.
She bumps into a large man. He wears a SWAT shirt.
You all right, ma'am?
I'd be fine if you weren't taking up the holding hallway.
That's a nice coat. First day?
Is it that obvious?
Your class is actually down this hall. Third door on your left.
The blonde, bearded man smirks and watches her leave. Regina stops and looks back at him, then hurries off. In a garage, a training officer oversees a group of white cadets writing a test.
Here, I'm here. A Regina Smith reporting
for... Smith! What are you wearing?
Is she serious?
Smith, are you aware what time class starts?
My car broke down, and I had to run like...
Oh, you got that right. You'll be running, you and the rest of the cadets, until you know exactly what time it is. Take a seat.
The cadets wear matching t-shirts. The officer throws her a pack of notepads and books.
Let's get to work.
She glances around. A cadet shakes his head at her. Regina bites open the package. Outside, cadets run through tires.
This way, go, 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 go.
They flip tractor tires and run through obstacles.
This way, move it. Move it, Smith.
She struggles to lift the tire.
Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
She flips it over.
This way, guys, you're on the clock.
They rotate a weighted swivel.
Pain is 95% mental. Let's go, Smith!
She performs slower than the others.
Come on, pick it up. I'm here training your body, but you need to train your mind.
They climb a rope over a wooden wall.
Okay.
Regina struggles to climb the rope. She quits. The officer watches her walk around the wall. At home, Nikki plays with dolls.
Okay, guys, sit down by the campfire.
Regina cooks on a hot plate.
Beans... Again?
Come on. You love beans. All campers need their beans. Right? Ask your friends.
I love beans. Same. Beans are the best. Okay, fine. So now what do you guys want to do? Tell campfire stories. Okay, who wants to go first?
In their room, Nikki sleeps in a colorful tent with her stuffies. Nearby, Regina reads and highlights passages in her textbooks. In training, the cadets do burpees.
Pastor, why are you here?
To kick ass and catch bad guys, sir!
We'll see about that. Smith, do you even want to be here?
Yes, sir!
Why don't you just do us a favor and quit?
No, sir!
At ease. Doesn't matter who you are at home. Once you put on that blue uniform, you have to be fearless. Anything less is going to get you killed. Understood?
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir.
In class, the training officer writes on a whiteboard.
Does everybody understand? And who can give me the correct denotation for 1033? Pastor.
That's a crime in progress.
Wrong. Guys, you have to understand the significance. The difference can be life or death. Anyone else? Smith.
1033, that's an emergency situation. Need assistance now.
Officer needs assistance immediately.
Pastor scowls.
Very good, Smith. Next, 1078.
She walks with Nikki.
Why can't we ever get ice cream?
Not today, all right?
Okay.
A woman wears thigh-high boots and a leopard print skirt.
Why is she dressed like that?
Hi. Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, cutie. Love your dress. Pink's my favorite, too.
It's Mary, right? I think we know each other. Your folks go to First Baptist.
Uh-huh. Well, see ya.
Mary smiles awkwardly and walks out onto the street.
Mommy, who is that?
It's just a girl, honey. Don't stare. It's not polite.
Okay.
All right.
Mary walks down an empty road by a factory. Someone drives by and stares at her. In the training field, the cadets run through the course.
Go, go, go.
Regina keeps up with the others. The officer grins.
Get moving.
He threatens to slap another cadet with his clipboard. Regina flips the tire with ease. She rotates the swivel, leaps over a bar, and grabs the rope. She pulls herself to the top of the wall, climbs over the top, and smiles. Pastor nods.
Nice work.
He leaves. From the field, the officer grins and nods. Regina looks up at the sky and smiles. On a suburban street, Nikki runs out of a quaint house with a pink door.
I love it, I love it, I love it!
She hugs Regina beside a for sale sign. It reads, sold.
See your room?
I get my own room?
It's the one upstairs to the left.
No way!
Nikki runs back inside. Inside, Regina pulls chicken parmesan from the oven.
Are you hungry?
Really hungry. Mom, smells so good.
Regina's mom is with them.
Gina, just show us one more time.
Mom.
Oh, come on. Show us.
All right.
She walks around in a uniform.
You better believe it. Best looking rookie on the force. Right here. Breathe.
She points finger guns.
You're going to jail.
I didn't do it. What are we going to do?
Run!
They run away. Later, Regina and her mom clean up.
So what's next?
I'm on the graveyard shift for a while. All rookies have to do it.
That's going to be tough on you, too. Who's going to watch her?
Esther said she can stay over 3 to 4 nights a week. She needs the money.
Gina. You did it. You always do. But...
But what, Mama?
Just be careful, right? You're all she's got. Remember that.
She nods at her mom. Standing alone, Regina looks off pensively. The sun sets over the glowing city. At night, several cruisers pull into a factory driveway. A disheveled man smashes garbage bins. Regina and several cadets follow the training officer.
Where I can sit on the couch, or what I can eat.
The man glares at them.
Oh, look. It's the cavalry.
The officer turns to Regina.
Go ahead, Regina. It's all yours.
She raises her chin and approaches.
You gonna tell me something?
Sir, you're in violation of Dallas City Code 4218. Drunkenness in a public place. If you don't leave the premises immediately, I'll have to arrest you.
She walks up close to him. He swings at her. In daylight, she gets out of her car with a black eye. Inside, she painfully takes off her radio in the laundry room. She sniffs her shirt, winces, then takes it off. She peels off a bulletproof vest. Regina puts on a pink robe. She closes her eyes, exhales, then leaves. In the kitchen, she quietly shuts the door. Esther steps out smiling.
Morning.
Oh, honey, your eye.
It's not as bad as it looks.
She pays Esther.
Thank you for staying the night again.
Of course.
See you tomorrow.
You bet. See you tomorrow.
Upstairs, Regina peeks into Nikki's bedroom. She walks into her own bedroom and smiles. Approaching her bed, she finds Nikki sleeping under the sheets. Regina crawls in. Nikki opens her eyes.
You get scared?
I like your bed more.
Nikki's smile fades, and she reaches for her mother's black eye.
Did you win?
Oh, yeah. Nobody messes with Officer Mommy.
Nikki smiles.
You ready for breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
At the precinct, uniformed and plainclothes officers gather in the bullpen. Regina takes a seat at a desk. A gray-haired sergeant enters.
All right, listen up. That's enough. Has anyone seen today's paper?
Sir, you know we don't know how to read.
Hilarious, Officer Pastor. Now, our good friends at the paper want us doing more to battle the crack epidemic. They also suggest we reduce police violence. So from now on, we'll be asking all the crackheads to turn themselves in. All joking aside, this is a serious issue. will be launching an initiative to deliver a more personal style of community policing. We want boots on the ground in high crime areas. These officers will be shaking hands, not knocking down doors. So we'll be starting with one unit, which will include rookie officer Regina Smith.
Good luck with that.
Officer Pastor, you will be teaming with Officer Smith on this detail. Next item.
His smile fades.
Donuts and coffee in the workplace.
Outside, a garage door opens. Pastor sits behind the wheel, and Regina sits beside him. They drive out into the city. The two stare ahead. Regina glances at Pastor as he drives. They exchange a cold look. Regina gazes out the window. Outside a store, they talk to a dark-haired woman.
We're a family business, comprende? So how we get customers when the working girls are always on the corner? They use the hotel right there. Yeah, I'm talking about you, chicas!
Four sex workers turn to them.
Well, ma'am, we can't arrest them unless they're soliciting.
We'll work on it. Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
The woman storms off.
Come back in a few hours. They might have moved on by then.
Two sex workers watch Regina hurry across the road.
Check out Blondie.
Gina!
Oh, Blondie's coming over.
Shirley, it's Regina.
Thought you looked familiar.
You know this pig?
She don't look like no real cop.
Y'all wanna get arrested? You know you can't be out here like this.
Like what, bitch? Oh, Blondie's mad.
Oh, hello, handsome.
Susan Peterson, right? 9 arrests, manifestation, resisting, felony possession. Smart girl like you could get a job. Lots of stores around here looking for help.
You don't know me.
We see you on this corner again while the sun's up. We're taking you in on manifestation.
They grin at Pastor and walk away. Regina turns to him.
A warning isn't going to help these girls. We should have arrested them.
For what? They haven't done anything.
They talk to a man.
It only gets them off the street one night, 3 if it's a Friday, which it isn't. How'd you know so much about her?
I looked into arrest records around here. She came up a lot. Maybe we should go talk to their pimp, Deshaun. He's got a long record, too. Assault and battery, drug charges, forced sexual...
Pastor stands in front of her.
We don't have cause, Regina. Give it a rest.
She scowls at Deshaun and the others, then leaves. At dusk, a man taps his finger as he grips the steering wheel in his car. He pulls his white Cadillac up to Mary as she stands on the corner. She leans over his window and smiles.
Hi, I'm Mary.
Do you want to go for a ride?
She gets in and smiles at him.
So, where are we going?
I have something special planned.
The next day, Regina drives in the cop car. Pastor sits beside her and stares ahead. They drive through a back laneway and pull up in front of a derelict house. They step out, look around, then open the trunk.
Right.
She pulls out boards.
You serious?
We board this place up. Maybe do a drive-by every other day. We'll push a deal link 6 blocks out.
So?
That's 6 blocks farther from the high school. That's a long walk. Kids will lose the nerve, and especially if they haven't tried it yet.
Pastor opens the cruiser door and reaches in.
What are you doing?
I'm not getting shot for this. You can't just walk into a place like that unannounced. Okay, look, they didn't teach this in the academy, but my uncle was a cop. You know the first rule of being a police officer? Always get home alive. Every night.
Regina nods at him.
Got it.
She approaches the house. Regina drops the boards and stares at the lawn.
Eddie?
Pastor approaches. Mary lies in the overgrown grass. Pastor walks closer, then turns to Regina.
Call it in.
I think she might...
Radio now!
Station, this is car 414. We're at the corner of Rooker and Douglas. We need an ambulance. There's been a possible homicide.
She steps closer. Pastor kneels beside Mary's body. Regina looks at Mary's face. Blood covers her forehead.
Eddie, I know her. That's Mary Pratt. Oh my
God. Police surround the derelict house. A detective talks to Regina.
So how familiar were you with the victim? Miss,
Mary Pratt. Her parents go to my church in Mesquite. Mary worked around here, usually up near the anthem.
She ever talked to you about one of her Johns roughing her up?
You weren't close like that.
Whoa.
The coroner waves him over.
There's something that you don't see every day.
What you got, Doc?
Well, I noticed the victim's eyes were...
What?
They're gone. They've been removed. Perfectly.
Regina turns away in horror.
I have to document this.
I've seen Mary around. Should I ask around? Maybe one of the girls will give us some information.
Officer,
and tell me... Smith.
Homicide's got this now. Could use some crime scene tape put up to keep the looky-loos away.
The detective returns to Mary's body. Regina purses her lips and walks away. She approaches Pastor.
You call?
That's why they should be off the street. Even if it's just for a night.
She looks at him with teary eyes, then walks away. Pastor frowns, watching her go. At home, Regina finds Nikki eating cereal at the kitchen island.
You're up early.
Hey, Mom. Hmm? Why don't you wear your cop stuff inside?
Sweetie, I don't want what I do out there to come into what we have in here. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Mommy's got to get ready for work.
Okay.
Okay. Finish your cereal, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Night falls over the city. In a motel doorway, Shirley takes money from a man. Regina spots them and steps out of her car.
Hold right there!
Shirley runs.
I said wait! Shirley, stop already!
Shirley stops.
For crying out loud.
Look, you better book before Deshaun comes around and catches you running me off my spot.
Shirley, I'm a cop. Dang, girl, why are you hooking? Just give up the life and the drugs for just a couple weeks. You could get a job. You could do any...
I ain't flipping no burgers, Gina.
You hear about Mary Pratt?
Yeah. So?
You know who was running her?
I ain't no snitch.
Regina shrugs and looks away.
I heard you had a daughter.
Clinique. I call her Nikki, though.
She cute?
She come for me, don't she?
Shirley grins. She glances around.
Mary didn't have no pimp. You should talk to Virgie. She got jumped the other day. Real nasty. Got a real back cut from the guy.
Regina nods.
Hey, you be safe out here. You hear me?
You know me.
Regina smiles and returns to her car. Across the street, Deshaun ambles around and watches Shirley. The next day, Pastor and Regina park in an alley.
So you're a churchy, right? I just mean like iced tea is the strongest thing you drink, right?
So?
So how come you care so much about these girls? It's not like you all share the same moral code.
There's more to it than that.
Seems to me there's two kinds of people. Law-abiding and law-breaking. And these girls, I mean, some are nice enough, but they're on the law-breaking side.
It's just a couple bad choices.
Couple.
Bad choices are like dominoes. It only takes one. That's the difference between being in here and being out there.
They spot a blonde woman in heels.
She is.
You put your nose where it don't belong and this department's gonna come down on you. Hard. That's a one-way ticket to losing this job.
She glances at Pastor, then at the woman, who stumbles around in a daze. Regina gets out of the car.
Can't say I didn't warn you.
Pastor gets out and follows. Regina approaches the woman.
Virginia called her?
Pastor grabs her.
No, I didn't do nothing.
You go by Virgie?
Yes, so.
How'd you get that cut?
Who wants to know?
Can you tell us who attacked you?
That's the son of a bitch you need to go get.
Yes, we agree. Now who?
I don't know.
How'd you get away?
I ran. And then my friend Brian saved me.
Your friend saved you?
Yeah, Ryan Denver. I was running and I ran to his house. Now can I go?
Regina motions to the car. They bring Virgie.
No.
You're gonna show us where he lives.
The sun sets over the freeway. At night, Virgie holds her head in the back of the cruiser. Regina and Pastor step out. Trash surrounds a decrepit house.
This is the middle of nowhere. And some pretty woman isn't pulling her chain.
Somebody gave her that cut.
Dallas PD!
Regina looks over her shoulder, then to the upstairs window.
Dallas PD, open it up!
Hey.
He points out bloody prints and a gun.
We got a gun.
Is that blood?
A man approaches from behind.
Hey! Whoa, don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Ryan Demper?
Yeah?
That your shotgun?
Yeah. It's Texas, man. Everybody's got a shotty by the door. Ain't nobody's business why.
It's our business when there's blood all over your front porch.
Well, I can explain. That's my friend's blood, okay? It's my friend's blood.
What's your friend's name?
It's Virgie.
She and Pastor exchange looks.
Did she come running up here the other night?
Yeah, she did. That's her blood. Okay, but it had nothing to do with me, I swear.
Was there somebody chasing her?
Well, no, but she was pretty freaked out.
We can imagine.
Yeah, she does this from time to time. She comes over after work when things are bad. Probably just fell and needs a safe place to rest.
You give her any money?
$100 maybe. But we didn't have any relations or anything.
Relax, Playboy.
Pastor holsters his gun.
Regina, we're done here.
The cops walk back to their car. Brian picks up his grocery bags. He watches them get back in the car.
Well, that was a bust.
Regina broods.
These girls lie. Every one of them. Drug users and liars whose job is to trick people. That's why they call them tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Just let the dicks do their job and we just...
I said, I get it.
Virgie sleeps in the back.
Still want to book her?
Yeah. We should get a hot meal and a good night's rest. I'm sure she's exhausted.
At the station.
Off me, you stupid bottle blonde bitch.
Manifestation. Just hold her for the night, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll curse you.
You hear me? I'll curse you!
Ah!
I'll catch up with you guys.
The bearded SWAT officer watches Regina shoving Virgie. He follows them. Sitting on a bench, Regina holds Virgie's hair as she vomits.
That's it. Get all that poison out.
She glances back at the bearded man.
You need something?
Oh, no. I mean, yes. I'm Norman.
Regina, nice to officially meet.
Wait, actually, I wanted to see if I could get your number.
Regina looks him over, smirks, and opens her pocket. She holds a photo of Nikki.
God first, then her. If you can deal with that, you can have my number.
She's beautiful, like her mom. And yes, I would still like your number.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, boy. I'll be right back.
Okay.
At night, Regina and Nikki walk through the house with a flashlight. They climb into a blanket fort on the bed.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah. It's just a kitty. Want some milk?
Would you be okay if Mommy went on a date?
What about Daddy?
Well, Daddy loves you. But he don't want to be here camping with us all the time. So we let him go. For good.
Now we're better off. Then I'm okay with it.
Outside the motel, Susan leans on the wall with her hips jutting out. The white Cadillac pulls up. She leans into the window.
I was wondering if I'd see you again. You want to go to the room?
I have something special planned.
Something good?
Your big, beautiful eyes are gonna bug out.
You're too sweet.
She circles the car and gets in the passenger seat. At the precinct, Regina walks through a crowded hallway and finds Pastor.
Is it true? They found another body?
Susan Peterson.
Regina looks away.
Her eyes are missing on her, too. Detectives picked up every pearl they could find around the Anthem Motel. DeSilva's questioning Shirley.
She shakes her head.
She's not gonna tell him anything.
Gina.
In interrogation, the detective sits across from Shirley.
You're gonna wanna think long and hard about whether you wanna spend a night in lockup to protect your pimp. His name's Deshaun, right?
Silva shakes his head. He finds Regina and Pastor at the door.
What?
I know Shirley. We grew up together. She'll talk to me, okay? I spoke to her last week. She said...
Wait, you spoke to this woman?
She works the Anthem, too. Same corners as Mary Pratt.
He looks at Pastor.
You part of this?
Sir, she told us about another woman who'd been attacked near the Anthem. Virgie.
Virgie Calder. Does she seem like a reasonable source to you, Smith?
Respectfully, sir, it wasn't a pimp. For starters, Mary Pratt didn't have one.
Exactly. And now all these girls know what happens when you turn down protection.
They don't make any money, Dad.
True, woman Smith! You do not talk to suspects in my case unless I tell you to. And I will not do so.
He storms back into the interrogation room. Regina glances at them and leaves. At home, Nikki puts on a chunky necklace and smiles.
You look so pretty, Mom.
Regina wears bright lipstick.
Thank you, Angel.
I got it!
Early. Nikki, wait!
Nikki finds Norman at the door.
Hi there, sweetheart.
She looks at his casual outfit.
I think you're supposed to dress up for these things.
I think your mom's gonna feel a little overdressed where we're going.
We?
Of course. She's coming, too.
I get to come, too?
Mm-hmm.
He picks up rain boots.
These are boots?
Yep.
You're gonna need them.
Nikki shrugs and follows him. Regina slowly exits.
So where are you gonna go?
We gonna go for
at a lake, Norman and Nikki fish.
This is how I learned to fish. Just a couple of sticks. Swing it back.
Okay.
And then cast your line. There you go.
Regina watches them.
Good job. Oh, I think I got something.
Did you get one?
Yeah. Oh.
He pulls on the line. He steps out of the water and sits on a log with Regina.
You can stop looking so pleased with yourself.
So, tell me about you.
You're gonna be more specific, or...
I don't know. Why'd you become a cop?
So we could stop eating beans. What? It's true.
Being police has great benefits. A steady paycheck. That works for me.
That's it, huh? Just a job so you can take good care of your girl?
She nods.
Yeah. What about you?
People are always telling me how big and tough I was. Somebody needs to stand up to the bad guys. I never like bullies, so here I am.
I got one!
Let's see what that is. Is it a whale?
No.
Oh, it's a minnow.
It's a minnow?
Yeah. Tiny little minnow.
Tiny.
Regina smiles watching them. At the station, she storms through the bullpen and slams a newspaper on Pastor's desk.
They buried it.
Not one word about a serial killer. These girls are in danger, and nobody's gonna warn them.
Gina, this is above her pay grade. Our job is community relations.
Are you kidding me right now?
Look, I get that you care. I just think that if you...
These are our girls, Eddie. They're on our beat. They get cut up or worse, that's on us. Me and you.
She clenches her jaw and looks away. Pastor looks at her, then slowly nods. At the motel, he arrests an old man.
All right, buddy. Come on.
A sex worker gets dressed.
Thanks a lot.
Do you know what's out there? You trying to get killed just to make a few bucks? I'm doing you a favor.
The woman spits.
Hey, whoa.
Regina wipes her face. She grabs a camera.
Come on.
Name?
Candy.
Regina scowls.
Molly. Molly Sampson.
She takes a Polaroid of Molly.
All right, Molly. Grab your things.
At home, Regina gently closes a door.
Okay.
She sneaks through the kitchen. A light turns on. Esther steps out.
Sorry, I know I'm late again.
I got kids too, you know.
I know. I'm so sorry. I promise this won't happen again.
I hope so.
At her desk at the precinct, Regina looks at Polaroids. Norman peeks through the office window, then enters.
Burning the candle at both ends, huh?
Something like that. Yeah.
Come on. Take five with me.
They walk out arm in arm. In a park at night, they walk under string lights.
Promise. Best tacos in Dallas.
They approach a group of food trucks and picnic benches.
All right. Tell me then.
What?
The case that's eating you up. Where you at with it?
This killer. He's targeting my girls. I mean, the girls on my block.
Uh-huh.
He knows these girls, so it stands to reason that they must know him or something about him that could help us catch him.
I buy that. So what's the problem?
Problem is, these girls, they're... Well, you know what they do for a living. Plus, half of them are on drugs, so nobody believes a word out of their mouths.
Except you.
Right. And that's a problem.
Or it's a solution.
Norman orders two from a vendor, who gives a thumbs up.
Cops do a lot of good things. But listening ain't always one of them. You're different, though. That was pretty clear from when we first met. Not a lot of cadets stroll up in a mink coat.
It was faux fur. Are you making fun of me?
Not at all. Just reminding you. You got a superpower. Even if you don't see it as one.
She smiles at him. Norman pulls out cash, pays the man, and grabs a plate of tacos.
Gracias. Taco?
Smells good.
Regina takes a bite. It drips from the other end.
Okay, that's good.
Told you.
Mm-hmm.
Very messy. Okay.
What?
I thought you're very messy.
In the city, she and Pastor watch two sex workers stand outside of a white Cadillac.
You're right. This car definitely matches the description.
But do we have cause?
Sitting in the car, he watches her tape Polaroids into a notebook.
That is the most effed up family photo album of all time.
I'm calling it the Hookbook.
It's a good idea. Seriously.
She grins. A worker stumbles back.
You see that?
Let's go, let's go.
They exit the car, guns drawn.
Police, freeze!
Oh, damn it!
Out of the car!
Station, officers need additional units, corner of Walter and Verhoeven.
Out of the car, now!
The driver in the car remains still.
What's he doing?
I have no idea.
They nod to each other and circle opposite sides of the car.
Turn off the ignition and throw out the keys.
The man tosses them.
Step out of the vehicle now.
Take it slow. Finger just off the trigger. But if he makes a move, don't take any chances.
She circles to the driver's side.
Out of the car, now!
Inside, a bald man sits motionlessly. Regina turns on her flashlight. She shines it at the driver. Deshaun turns to her.
Officers, what's the problem?
He grins. Police surround Deshaun's car.
Of course I wasn't getting out of my car. I won't get shot by no cops.
I am so sorry, baby. Can you just let him go? I ain't pressing no charges.
That's right. You hear? She ain't pressing no charges.
Congratulations. You cracked the case.
Silva scowls.
Let him loose.
You can't just let him go. It's assault at the least.
Deaf? The girl just said she's not pressing charges.
Her name's Molly. How am I supposed to keep these girls safe when they don't even know they're in danger?
Girl has an argument with her pimp. And you two decide that's worth dragging me down here out of a murder investigation for? That's what I thought. Now cut him loose.
Pastor steps up.
We're charging him with defying the orders of a peace officer and assault and battery.
You're charging?
Yes, sir.
Pastor turns to Regina, then to Silva.
Regina's a cop, same as me, same as you. If we can help protect these girls, that's what we're gonna do.
Silva shakes his head in disbelief and walks away. Pastor turns to Regina and nods. She smiles, then turns to Deshaun.
All right, let's go.
Around the corner, another white Cadillac drives past the police cars. In the morning, the Cadillac slows down next to a hedge-covered fence. Inside a house, a man turns the knob and enters through a back door. He walks past a stuffed pheasant standing on a log. In the kitchen, a middle-aged woman cleans up. The man approaches from behind. She turns to the gray-haired man and smiles.
You're home early.
Had to hurry home to you, sweet cheeks.
He sidles up to her, kisses her, and pats her bum.
Charlie, you're too much.
Oh, that smells good.
I made you some muffins.
He smiles, watching her walk across the kitchen. Regina pulls up to her house. Esther and Nikki stand outside waiting.
I'm so sorry. We made an arrest last night. There was all this paperwork.
No, Gina, and I don't want to hear it.
Please, I'm sorry.
Yes, you're sorry. You're always sorry. Good luck, Gina.
Esther leaves.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
No. Mommy messed up. It's not your fault. Okay, let's get you inside.
Nikki talks to her stuffies.
So what do you want to do today?
Regina phones.
Well, is there anyone else you know who's looking?
Yeah, okay.
Nikki looks inside a purse.
Hey, Mom, what's this?
Hold on 1 second.
Nikki pulls out a notebook.
Full-time, whatever I can get.
Regina drops salad.
Shoot!
Standing, she finds Nikki looking at the Polaroids.
No. Didn't you hear me say 1 second? Didn't you hear me? Don't you worry about this book, okay? Play with your toys.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Norman stands at the door. His eyes widen.
Tacos.
They both smile.
Happy 6-month anniversary, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, thank you. Sorry. Come in.
In the yard, Nikki runs across with Annette.
I found it!
Norman and Regina sit on the porch watching her. Nikki swats through the air-catching bugs.
You know, a lot of guys, they just put in 9 to 5, catch a few criminals in the middle, and call it a day.
Well, I'm not a guy.
Oh, I noticed. Working all hours, getting so personally involved. Sure seems like you're in this for more than just a paycheck.
Yeah, maybe.
Fireflies float in the air around Nikki. She swings the net over them.
Want to tell me the real answer, then?
She gazes at Nikki. Her head lowers.
My dad used to beat my mom.
Young Regina hides in her room.
I'd hide, terrified, powerless, just listening to it all.
When I grow up, I will keep you safe and be a police officer.
Yeah.
She and her mom hug.
Pretty silly, huh? Little old me saving somebody. Because one thing's for sure, I haven't done a dang thing.
You will. And you'll make the world a better place. I know you will. And I'd really like to be there when you do. If you'll have me.
She turns with wide eyes. He reaches into his pocket.
Are you... Is this... Mm-hmm.
Norman gets on his knee. He opens a small box and presents a ring. Nikki runs to them.
Hey, Norman, look what I got.
She holds up a jar.
What do you think? Can I keep them?
Yes, maybe they can stay as long as they want.
Yes.
Fireflies glow inside.
Yes.
Norman slips the ring on her finger. They beam at each other. Regina pulls him in and kisses him.
Ew.
They rest their foreheads together, then smile at Nikki. Regina gazes warmly at Norman. In her bedroom, Nikki sits in her pajamas and holds her sheep stuffy. Regina enters.
Can't I sleep with you tonight?
No, baby. You gotta sleep in your own room from now on.
Is it 'cause of him?
She smiles and nods.
Yeah.
It's okay. I like him.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay. You ready for bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get in there. Good night.
Good night, Mom.
In Regina's bedroom, lit candles surround her bed. She and Norman lie naked under the sheets. They caress each other and kiss tenderly. The two smile at each other. She strokes his hair. Norman kisses her. At the precinct, Regina and Pastor enter the bullpen as a meeting begins.
Settle down now. First up, I need a unit to go up to City Hall today to file some important paperwork. Any takers? Officer Smith? How about you?
Me, sir?
You have some important business to handle at the courthouse, don't you?
Her eyes widen. She looks around. Everyone smiles and claps.
You guys!
Pastor hugs her.
Thought you could be hitched and we wouldn't hear about it?
Congratulations. Not sure why it had to be one of those SWAT pricks, but we love you just the same.
Thank you.
She covers her face, then smiles. At night in the city, sex workers hang out by a long chain link fence. Shirley's lip is split and bloody. A cop car arrives. Regina and Pastor step out. Everyone except Shirley runs. Regina approaches.
Thanks for not running. Shirley, what happened?
Deshaun. 'Cause you've been messing with him and he knows we friends. And he'll do a lot worse if he sees us together. I gotta get to work.
You gotta get off the street. You know what happened to Susan? What he did to her?
Heard rumors.
Well, they're true.
Susie was a tough white girl. Kept a razor in her purse. She was smart, too. Had a room on hold at the Anthem. She wouldn't have drove off with someone she didn't know.
Regina nods.
You stop him, Gina. You get that guy that's killing us.
I need you to do me a favor. Lay low. For just a couple weeks. You know how dangerous it is out here doing what you do.
He only killing white girls, right?
So far.
Shirley rolls her eyes, turns around and leaves. Regina frowns, watching her go. On a hilltop road, the city lights glow in the distance. The white Cadillac rocks. A woman's hand presses against the back seat window. Outside, Charlie shuts the trunk. Molly stands nearby.
It's actually kind of pretty out here. Barely ever get to see the stars in the city. Because who cares about the stars when you're a block away from an arcade, a bar, a hit?
He walks behind the sex worker and aims a gun.
I'm gonna drive my little boy out here. His name is Dorian. He lives with his grandma right now, but...
He lowers the gun.
When I see him this weekend, I'm gonna make sure he sees these.
You're not a very good mother, are you?
Go home to your kid.
He hands her cash.
What, like you're so good? Out here trying to kill all the demons you got inside you? Hey! Hey! Hey!
She runs after the car.
Let me in the car!
He drives away, stranding her. At home, Regina finds Norman cleaning the kitchen.
Hey, hon.
Oh, you're the best. Nikki already asleep?
Sorry, she was exhausted after soccer today. I'll warm that up for you.
She eats off a plate.
Mm-mm.
He leans on the counter.
How'd it go? Not bad, huh?
You know, I'm out there day and night, missing time with my family, trying to save these girls. And it's just, they just, oh, can't they see?
Right there. That's the toughest part of the job. Catching bad guys is one thing, but getting people to do what's right and make good choices, that's near impossible.
How do you manage it?
You're kidding? I'm SWAT. I show up at your door, you made a series of bad choices. But you let me know as soon as you have it figured.
Some help you are.
I do know one thing.
He steps closer to her.
I believe in my heart that people want to do the right thing. They just need someone to show them how.
She nods.
Don't give up on them.
They embrace.
Oh, thank you.
In a sunlit room, a paintbrush dabs paint onto a canvas, depicting a red, wrinkly face. Charlie turns from his painting. At his door, he finds Regina in uniform.
Morning, sir. I'm Officer Regina Smith. Sir, we're looking into the murders of two women from the neighborhood. Perhaps you've heard about it?
No, but that's awful. What can I do to help?
Well, their names were Mary Pratt and Susan Peterson. Have you ever had occasion to meet either one of them?
I don't believe so. No, wait. You know, I did know a Susanna Peterson in grade school back in Denton. Could that have been her?
Oh, no, sir. She was from Oak Cliff.
Well, I'll be happy to mention it to my girlfriend when she gets back.
That'd be kind. And sir, can I get your name, please?
Sure. Fred. Fred Albright.
Regina writes it down. Charlie shakes her hand.
Good luck, officer. I'll be sure to keep my eyes peeled just in case.
Thank you. Have a good day.
She heads out. Charlie stops smiling and watches her leave. Outside a factory, Shirley stands with Molly.
What a crap night.
Preach.
The white Cadillac pulls past them and U-turns.
Looks like you got someone's attention.
Molly stares pensively at the car.
You still trying to make some money or what?
Screw it. I'm out. You take him. Charge him double, though. He's good for it. Just don't say nothing about no kids. You don't like that.
Your loss.
Oh, wait. You want to borrow my slicker?
Molly gives Shirley a pink raincoat. She watches fearfully as Shirley gets in with Charlie.
You ever been with a black girl?
Don't you worry. I'm gonna rock your world.
I bet you are.
Shirley looks out the window. Molly watches them drive away. Parked on the hilltop road, Charlie opens his trunk. Shirley steps out and looks at the distant city. Newspaper lines the trunk. Charlie pulls out a gun and aims. Shirley puts on a smile and turns to him.
All right, handsome. Let's see if... Oh, my God.
You deserve this. You all do.
She hits the gun, kicks him between the legs, and runs. Charlie rides on the ground. Shirley runs down a dirt road and trips. She takes off her heeled boots and sprints down the road. She falls to the ground. Behind her, Charlie leans on the car with his gun aimed. Police lights flash around Shirley's dead body. Regina stands looking at her in despair. Pastor turns to her.
Sorry, Gina.
Silva approaches. He stares at the body.
Shirley Williams. Gina's got a full write-up on her.
Usually Peters stick to their own race. She was the only one that got shot in the back.
Shirley was a fighter. And she was real fast.
Regina turns to Silva.
You gotta protect my girls now.
He gapes at her, then nods.
Yeah.
Regina nods back at him. He glances at the body and leaves. Regina frowns and looks at the ground. At night, several men unload stacks of newspapers from a truck. Charlie gets out of his Cadillac and approaches them.
Big night, huh? So what's the happy hap in the news?
Yeah, just pop the trunk, Charlie. We got a lot of papers to deliver. Readers are gonna freak out about this one.
They put stacks of papers inside the trunk. The front page reads, "Eyeball Killer Terrorizes Texas." Charlie grabs a copy, sits in the front and gapes.
All right, move your ass.
He starts the car. Charlie grins and laughs as he drives away. At Regina's house, she and Norman watch the news.
It's like something out of a nightmare. Three women murdered, their eyes surgically removed. And despite an investigation that now involves the DPD, the Sheriff's Department, the FBI, even the Texas Rangers, there seems to be no meaningful progress in the effort to identify this serial murder of women who many in the media have now dubbed the Eyeball Killer.
The two exchange looks. In an alley at night, Deshaun talks to his workers.
Ladies, I need you thinking money, all right? So I need some St. Elmo's fire tonight. I need some Black Stallion.
Regina charges out of her cruiser.
No.
Pastor grabs Deshaun.
Oh, whoa, hey.
He slams him into a dumpster.
Come on, man. Hey.
Where was Shirley working last Tuesday?
All out here running around like chickens with your heads cut off.
What street was she working?
You killed her. Not me. Not my job to find some psycho. That's on you.
They scowl at each other.
Gina.
Yeah, I knew you wasn't no cop.
You're right, I'm not a cop. At least not the kind you're thinking of. Let him go.
Pastor lets go. Deshaun scowls at him and fixes his shirt.
Southwood. That's the street Shirley was working.
Were you there?
Nah, not that night.
Shirley was a smart girl. She wouldn't have been there alone. Who was she with?
I don't know.
Regina furrows her brow. She and Pastor head back to the car.
Hey!
She stops.
You go find her. You go get that son of a bitch who killed Shirley.
Regina stares at him, then continues to the car. At home, Nikki sits on her bed and flips through the Polaroids of sex workers. She reads the notes around each photo. She flips to a page with Mary's dead body. Nikki looks closer. She runs her finger along Mary's face. In the hallway, Norman approaches the door.
Nikki, you in here? Time for breakfast.
He finds her sleeping in the closet, with the open notebook beside her. Norman picks up the book, open to the photo of Mary's dead body. He looks at Nikki sleeping, then shakes his head. She awakens as he takes a nightstick from her.
It's okay. It's okay, sweetheart. Come here. I got you. Yeah, I got you. It's all right. It's all right.
He carries her away.
What the heck is wrong with you? This book is adult stuff. What did I tell you last time? You don't take my personal things.
Nikki sits curled on the sofa.
You touch them, you don't look at them. Do you hear me? I said, do you hear me?
You said everything was going to be all right, but you lied. You said that you were done working nights, that you'd be here with me, but you're not. You're out there, just like those women in your book. And if something happens to you, I'll be all alone.
Nikki hurries out of the room, clutching her stuffy. Norman approaches Regina.
Hey, don't beat yourself up. It's just pictures.
You can't always control what she sees when you're working late.
That's your wisdom from all your years of parenting?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm gonna meet the guys for a beer.
Then I'll pick up dinner and we can talk more.
Yeah, you do that.
He gives her a side-eyed glance and leaves. Regina rubs her eyes and paces. She enters Nikki's room.
Nikki?
Just go away.
She sits on her bed.
I'm scared.
I know, and I'm sorry. When I told you I'd make things better, I meant it. But I don't just want to make life better for you. I don't just want to keep you safe. I want to make the world a better and safer place for everyone. So that you can go anywhere, do anything you want, and always feel safe.
What about you? What if you go out tonight and never come back?
I'll make sure that never happens. Okay?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
Can I have a hug, please?
They cling to each other. In daylight, Pastor and Regina drive down the road.
So I was thinking, how's he doing this thing with the eyes?
Detectives think he's a doctor or a medic or something.
Nah, I mean like where and when. He picks up these girls, drives them off somewhere, shoots them, does the eye thing, and then still has time to load them back up and dump the bodies, all before sunup.
Sounds like you're playing detective.
Just following your lead, officer.
She smirks as she drives.
So you think he lives in the area?
He's got to, right? How else can he pull that off without being seen?
I have an idea.
In an office, a woman shows them papers.
So these are the names of owners or tenants for each property in the county tax register, and over here are the addresses.
Okay, is this all of them?
That's just the A's.
Regina's eyes widen.
This is gonna take forever.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
At the station, they open a trunk full of banker's boxes. Norman approaches with a takeout bag.
I'll get started.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He heads inside. Regina smiles.
Tacos, huh? You know the way to a girl's heart.
Is that your way of saying sorry?
You know it is.
She strokes his cheek. Norman kisses her.
Guess I better get to work.
He kisses her forehead.
I love you.
I love you too.
She watches him walk down the alley. At home at night, Regina cleans up in the kitchen. She grabs the phone.
Smith residence.
Gina. This is James.
The training officer calls.
From the academy.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to...
What's up, James?
Don't you... I mean, Hasn't anyone called you yet?
Called me about what?
The storm, Regina. He's gone. I don't... I'm so sorry.
She puts down the phone and looks away with teary eyes. Her face twists. She breathes heavily and backs away. Tears roll down her cheeks. She shakes her head and mouths no. At a hospital, Regina walks up to a door window. She stares at the ground with her arms crossed, then looks inside. She cries, takes a breath, and opens the door. Norman lies motionlessly in a bed, with the covers up to his neck. She approaches his body and lays her hands on his cheeks. She strokes his face and cries. Regina rests her hand on his chest. She covers her mouth. At home, she wanders through the hallway at night. She enters Nikki's room. Tears roll down her cheeks.
Can I sleep with you tonight?
Yeah. Come in.
She crawls into Nikki's bed. They hold each other.
It wasn't safe. We knew it. I told you. It wasn't safe. It's not safe out there.
I'm gonna be okay. Okay.
In daylight, Charlie sits working on a taxidermy eye under a looking glass. A stuffed bird of prey stands on his table.
Oh, those give me the heebie-jeebies.
He turns to the middle-aged woman.
Well, that's too bad. This one's for you.
Oh, don't you dare try and pass that off as a birthday gift.
You sure? The hawk is one of the fastest flyers in the sky.
She sits on his lap.
Razor-sharp talons. Mm-hmm. Eyes that could pick out prey from 1,000 feet.
Well, I prefer your paintings. Aren't you going to finish that one?
They look at a painting of a wrinkly face.
I can't imagine what she looks like now.
How old were you when she left?
You mean when my mom abandoned me to screw men for money? Too young to remember her eyes, I guess.
She kisses him.
I'm sorry.
He turns to her.
I hate her, you know.
They kiss under the old woman's painting. At the precinct, Regina talks to Silva.
Every one of those names either owns or rents a home in the cliff. We focused on anyone with property that would be remote enough to fire a weapon and perform the eye removal without being seen.
And we cross-checked for criminal records. Sexual assault or rape.
Good work. I'll let you know if anything comes of this. You can have the collar.
Silva leaves her and Pastor.
Okay, this is big stuff. Promotion stuff.
Yeah, just hope it helps catch this guy.
It will. Gina, I'm glad you're back.
And so soon.
Norm will be real proud.
I know.
She gives a pained smile and leaves. Silva interrogates Molly.
You were working with Shirley Williams the night of her death on Southwood Ave, yeah?
Yeah, so?
You guys worked together a lot?
Not really. She didn't like having to compete with a white girl.
Certainly not one as pretty as you.
Don't you patronize me, okay? I can walk down the street in a parka and the boys line up. Shirley had to wear a G-string and a bandana in the freezing cold just to come even. That's why she didn't have no slicker till I gave her one.
You mentioned she got in a car with someone.
Yeah, He was a regular, but I don't know no names.
Well, maybe if you look at these pictures again, it'll jog your memory.
I told you, he ain't in there.
How about his car?
Like I said, a sedan, cream maybe, or yellow. I already told you all this!
She turns to the window. Regina and Pastor watch. Their sergeant knocks.
Excuse me a moment.
Silva joins them.
What's up?
Molly's kid is named Dorian. He's living with his grandma until Molly can get clean.
Where is she by?
Off Baker. Dealer named RJ.
Molly, you keep lying to me. I'm going to have to give your mom a call and tell her that you're looking at a 10-year stretch for dealing. Dorian deserves to know his mama's never coming home.
What?
I got RJ in the next room. He tells me you push for him now.
Oh, RJ's a damn liar.
Maybe, but if your memory doesn't get a lot clearer, I'm going to take his word over yours. Okay. Let's start with the car again. Was it cream or was it yellow?
Cream.
After Shirley got in the car, which direction did it go down Southwood, east or west?
East.
Are you sure?
Damn right I am.
In the bullpen, Regina looks at a map.
All right, so here's Southwood. Cuts right through Lower Cliff. Go east from where Shirley got picked up.
That's actually not that big of an area. You want to find the crime scene?
There's not that many quiet places he could have taken her.
Let's roll, partner.
A garage opens outside the precinct. Regina drives a cruiser out into the alleyway. On the hilltop at night, she and Pastor shine flashlights into the tall grass.
Anything?
Nothing. Should we call it for tonight?
Yeah, I guess.
She frowns and stares off. The city lights glitter behind her. Regina's eyes shift. She turns her light back on. Something purple lies in the bushes.
Eddie.
They approach and find Molly's rain jacket.
Rain jacket?
Molly said she let Shirley a slicker.
Regina takes it away. They radio their sergeant.
Molly confirmed that's her jacket.
I'm sending forensics right now.
Eddie, we've been up here before.
Denton Boulevard.
Let's go.
Yeah.
They flash their lights as they pull up to a house. The two get out and approach Brian's door.
DPD, Brian Demper, open up.
He peeks outside.
Officers?
Brian, how you been, buddy?
Good. Can I help you?
Yeah, you can tell us why there's a crime scene in your front yard and you haven't told us about it.
The night Virgie came running up here, which way was she coming from?
That way, I think.
And I bet you never take any trips up there, do you?
No.
You ever see any suspicious behavior up that way? Headlights in the middle of the night, maybe?
Man, I don't know.
You better start talking, or we're hauling your ass in for aiding in a homicide.
I'm gone more than half the year. I drive rig. You could try the owner.
You have a landlord?
Yeah, Charlie.
Last name, idiot.
Albright, man, Charlie Albright.
Regina squints and looks off thoughtfully.
Don't go to sleep. Some detectives are gonna come talk to you.
In the car, Regina checks her notes.
I met an Albright on our canvas, but his name was Fred. You look it up. Fred Albright.
Okay, so?
Nothing. Okay, Charles Albright. Shoplifting, check fraud, sexual assault of a minor.
How does Charles Albright not show up on her list?
Robert is not registered under his name. Let's go check him out. Yeah.
They pull away from the house. Regina and Pastor knock on Charlie's door. The middle-aged woman answers.
Oh, can I help you?
Do you live here, ma'am?
I sure do. Me and Charlie.
Can we come in?
Of course. Must be mighty important.
The cops exchange looks and follow her in.
Come on in. Can I make y'all some coffee? Or how about tea?
Is Charlie home?
I am.
He turns the corner.
Officer Smith, right?
You told me your name was Fred. Fred Albright?
I've got a bit of a rap sheet.
He was a real rapscallion when he was a youngster. Shoplifting, mostly.
Forged a few checks, too.
He even worked a semester as a professor up in Denton, using a forged transcript. Charlie never even graduated high school.
How about the sexual assault of a minor?
Well, she was 16, and he was only 20. Heck, me and Charlie got a bigger age gap than that.
It was a misunderstanding.
Sure it was.
Your properties are registered to a Fred Albright.
That's my dad. He passed, but he left a couple places to me. We leased them mostly out.
When you inherit property, you need to update the deeds with the county.
Charlie's never been too good with paperwork.
I'm real sorry if I've caused any trouble. You tell me what I need to sign and I'll take care of it.
Regina glances at the stuffed hawk on the table.
I'm so sorry to ask, but can I use your restroom?
Of course. Right down here.
The two women leave. Pastor glares at Charlie. He smirks back at him.
Tell me more about these properties you lease out.
Turn left, first door on your right.
Thank you. It's been a long night.
I'll make it that tea.
Regina walks up a narrow staircase. She finds the bathroom, turns on the light, and closes the door from the hallway. She peeks into the next room. She finds several taxidermied animals around her. The bones of a beaked, winged quadruped stands on a pedestal. A bird sits perched on a monkey's arm. Regina looks at a beaver with an open mouth. She looks at a case full of scalpels and scissors on the desk. Regina pulls a sheet off of a canvas. Underneath, the wrinkly old woman's eyes are painted black. Regina backs away, then radios.
1033? That's 1033. Radio silence on approach. Officers are inside the residence. Suspect may be armed.
Several police cruisers leave the station. Regina walks downstairs.
They go to the grave and they leave you all their haggis like these properties. It seems like no matter what you do, you can't get.
On the stairs, she opens her holster.
They're scaring you.
Right, well, it's up to the inheritor to straighten this sort of thing out, so.
All right, partner.
Charlie glances at her holster.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Not quite. You ever visit your property on Denton Boulevard?
Whenever the rent's due.
What about at night?
At night? I mean, not since I leased the place. I've got a tenant, Brian. I can give you his number.
We spoke with Brian. We're here to talk about you.
Okay, here's that tea.
Ma'am, we don't need tea.
And you forgot the honey, honey.
Charlie leaves.
We've got great honey. Fresh from the farmer's market.
He holds a shotgun behind the doorway.
Where were we? Oh, we were talking about me, right? My favorite subject.
Oh, Charlie.
You ever been to the Anthem Motel?
Never heard of it.
Oh, you know the Anthem. It's that seedy place with all those working girls. We'd never be caught dead there.
Well, there's your answer, officer.
What kind of car you got?
Sedan. Four-door.
What's this all got to do with the deeds?
Color.
Cream.
He grips the shotgun.
Where do you usually...
Sorry, partner. But we really gotta hit the road. You remember that first rule about being a police officer, right?
Pastor stares at her with a furrowed brow.
If you have any unpaid parking tickets on that cream sedan, you best pay them before Eddie here gets his sights on you again. Lucky for the both of you, we're off the clock 2 minutes ago.
Just get those deeds up to date.
Yeah.
He will, officer.
Hey, what is it? That first rule of being a police officer.
If you promise your kid you'll be home to tuck him in, you best be there.
You got a kid, huh?
A baby girl, my pride and joy.
You're a good mom, man.
Charlie lets go of the hidden shotgun.
And I'll take care of those deeds. Sorry about all the trouble.
She nods, and they head out the door. Regina and Pastor draw their weapons as they hurry back to the car. Silva hides behind a bush.
Situation.
It's clear. He's in there with his girlfriend.
Take him.
SWAT teams surround the house. Several of them creep up to the front door. Silva, Pastor, and Regina watch from the bushes. Regina squints, watching from afar.
Copy that. Okay.
Silva walks by them and enters the house.
Come on. It's your caller.
He smiles at Regina. She looks up to Pastor, who smiles back at her. Inside, the SWAT officers hold Charlie down on his stomach, hands behind his back. The girlfriend tearfully watches with her hands up. Regina kneels beside him. She looks up at Pastor, who nods and grins. She takes a breath and turns to Charlie.
Charles Albright, you're under arrest for the murders of Mary Pratt, Susan Peterson, and Shirley Williams.
She closes her eyes and exhales. At night, the window lights glow at Regina's house. Inside, she removes her radio from her shoulder. She takes off her uniform. She puts aside her vest, then reaches out and strokes her cadet shirt hanging nearby. Regina walks into Nikki's room and finds her sleeping in bed. Regina crawls in. She gets under the covers. Nikki looks up at her. Regina leans next to her and smiles.
Did you win?
I did. And I kept my promise.
You came home safe.
Yeah.
And how about the rest of the world? Is it better yet?
Not the whole world. It's a start. Can I sleep with you tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
They hold each other. Regina lays her head down and snuggles her daughter. She stares off pensively, then closes her eyes. Morning light shines over the city. Regina brings cupcakes into the backyard.
Guess I'm early.
Eddie!
Hey, kitty. Happy birthday. Got you this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Put them with the rest of your presents.
Okay.
Afternoon, Corporal Pastor.
Good day to you as well, Corporal. What do you say? Should we celebrate?
He holds a flask.
At least a little?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Regina grabs plastic cups from the table. He notices her frown and stare off.
What are you thinking about?
Norm. He's missing all of this. The birthday party, the promotion, Albright. Norm knew we would catch him. Said he wanted to be here when I did it.
He was. And he's here now.
Pastor smiles. Regina grins and raises her cup. They cheers and drink.
Whoa. I thought you only drank iced tea.
You said that, not me.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, look at me!
They turn. Nikki bounces up and down on a trampoline covered with balloons. She beams and leaps high into the air. Regina smiles. Text on screen beside her reads, Charles Albright served a life sentence until his death in 2020. Regina Smith worked in the Dallas police for another 23 years. She closes her eyes. On the trampoline, young Regina jumps up and down. Her image fades into Nikki, who smiles gleefully as she bounces. Regina retired in 2014 as a lieutenant. She and Nikki are still best friends. dedicated to Corporal Norman Smith, the love of Regina's life. A photo shows the real-life Norman and Regina. Credits. Audio description by One Extra. Starring Karawachi Tran as Regina. Blair Penner as Pastor. Ted Cole as Charlie. Christopher Russell as Norman. Rourke Critchlow as Silva. Canadian casting director Judy J.K. Lee. Costume designer Tegan Godrey. Music by Mario Vira. Editor Braden Oberson. Production designer Jordan Ninkovich. Director of photography Michael Blundell. Produced by Darren Robson. Associate producers Andrew McBride and Saskia Werner. Supervising producers Alexander Bronstein, Don Knight, and Jeff Demeray. Executive producer Regina L. Smith, Clinique Nielsen, Howard Bronstein, Benjamin Anderson, and Connor Allen. Based on the true story of Lieutenant Regina L. Smith. Written by Connor Allen and Benjamin Anderson. Directed by Wendy Ord. Copyright 2024 Regina Films Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logos, Black Swift Entertainment, Lifetime.